We're visiting with Emporia High Head Football Coach Corby Millison on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, your ball club coming off a loss to Topeka Seaman on Friday night, and looking back at that loss, and as has been the case all season long, just a couple of plays here or there make a difference, and you get into the fourth quarter of that game and you're still a touchdown away from getting the game tied and maybe getting a win. And sometimes you just have to say that's a game of football.
Absolutely. You can't fault the kids' effort. You can't fault the how hard they played and what they give to their teammates each week. And I thought we were right in it up until one big run that set them up for their final score or their set next to last score. Sometimes it's just the way the ball goes.
And I know every game you can pick out a play or two that you maybe like to redo or maybe do a different way. What in those situations, though, what is it you as a coaching staff and as players hope they gain from those situations to take with them not only into the rest of the game but to the rest of the season?
Well, I'm going to steal a quote from Coach O'Neill that he gave to the Capital Journal, and sometimes you got to lose a close one to know what it feels like so that you're in that situation the next time. The big run that they had early, we know exactly where it happened. The kids will learn from it so that when it happens again, they're in that same situation, they'll know how to react. Myself included, in a couple of situations, I made a couple bad calls. We'll learn from it and adjust and move on.
Have you been pleased with the way this team has learned from some of those learning opportunities?
Absolutely. This team gets better and better each week. They keep wanting to be better. They keep giving great effort. And as long as they continue to do that, our schedule sets us up to be a very good team in the first round of the playoffs.
We're visiting with Emporia High football coach Corby Millison on the Area Coach's Corner. And this Friday night, you get Manhattan. Manhattan, only loss of the season, was the first game of the season to Shawnee Heights. What is it that Manhattan does that offers everybody challenges?
Well, they're big and they're physical. They've got a big offensive line. They've got fast running backs. And they're not going to try to fool you. They're going to line up and they're going to just run downhill and play to their strengths, which is their offensive and defensive line.
As you look at this game, what does it boil down to for your football team?
Taking care of the football, I think, most definitely. We've got to make sure that we take care of the football on our end and get a couple turnovers with our defense in order to have a chance to win this football game.
All season long, you've talked about how much of a joy it is to coach this football team and to see it mature. From a coach, I guess you couldn't ask much more than that.
No, these kids give everything they have to each other, and that's what we ask them to do. They're great kids. They work hard in the weight room. The benefit of their hard work over the summer will pay off. It's a delayed payment right now.
Coach Millison, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
That's Emporia High Head Football Coach Corby Millison on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Jan Utech and Lacey Hamlin of Eck Real Estate, State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, and United Country Auction and Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.